Okay, so one of the reasons I probably don't have an extensive road trip history in my past is I spent a lot of time in New York City. I went to college there, and then I lived there for many years afterwards, and you just don't have a car in New York City. So that's fine. So, you know, I spent a good chunk of my life not around a car. So, you know, it makes sense. But out of that also comes the idea that I just, there was a long time I just didn't drive that much. You know, because obviously I don't have a car in New York. So I would drive maybe 8 to 10 times a year, and that was basically like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, could you go to Stop and Shop and pick up some sour cream? And any time I did drive, there was like a reorientation period. You know, I was like, ooh, the brakes are, ooh, there they are. Ooh, 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 found the wipers. Ooh, I'm sorry. Ooh, and so it became known that I was not maybe the most focused driver ever. It's a hard thing knowing that your friends and family think you're a bad driver. And it's true. People are like, oh, no, don't get in the car with Tom. Which is, you know, I can't deny it that, you know, for me, like, lanes are just a suggestion. And I can go 20 miles over the speed limit or under the speed limit and not really know the difference. What? No, I'm sorry. What? And it's true, I'm much more interested in what's going on in the conversation in the back seat than what's going on in oncoming traffic. That's so funny. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So I think another reason is that I think when people are getting road trips together, they know that if I'm involved, either I'm once again, you know, funny guy in the passenger seat, or take your life in your own hands. Because this is the official assumed position when anyone is in a passenger seat when I'm driving. Hand on the dashboard, hand on the whoa shit handle. Yeah, I'm fine. You're doing great. Oh my God. Hey, that's great. Oh. Every time, that's my mom. Mm-hmm. So I have to accept that. I'm a bad driver. What can you do? I haven't gotten any accidents. I haven't hurt anyone. It's just, you know, it's just an abstract approach to the concept, really. I go from here to there, and what happens in between is all just minor details. So I'm not that good of a driver. Whatever. But enough about me. I want to hear about you now. So, Aaron, if we can get a little bit of house lights, a tiny bit of house lights, if that's possible. As I mentioned, I did a little bit of audience involvement last time, and here I want to hear some people. Oh, everyone has a road trip story. And in theory, everyone would get to go, but it's already 9:30. How'd that happen? So in theory, I would love to hear people's road trips, but you got a minute to tell it. So there you go. So let's see how many we can knock off as quickly as we possibly can. This man raised his hand right away. You're on the clock. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Gilmore.
Tom. Hey. So Norman, you're up. The clock is now starting. Go ahead.
All right. I was underneath the axle of a semi-trailer, and I'd been there about 7 hours or so, that I was between the wheels, and actually the semi-trailer was on a flat car. Flat car was going 60 miles an hour, and that was my first experience as a hobo. I knew it was my first experience as a hobo because real hobos don't get on flat cars, because when the flat car is going 60 miles an hour, the wind is going 60 miles an hour. So, that's how I'd lost my contact lenses the night before.
You got 10 seconds.
So, at that point I realized that the flat car doesn't have a restroom. I didn't want to destroy the railroad's property with my little contribution. So, although this wasn't the safest idea, it seemed expedient to tie myself to the semi-trailer and hang my ass over the edge of the flat car so I could dispose of what I had to dispose of. I didn't know what state I was in, but it was flat, and there wasn't anything around. And as I was just doing my business, I heard the ding, ding, ding of a railroad crossing. I twisted around, holding my rope with my bare ass out, and looked at a farmer in a truck go by at 60 miles an hour.
Hard to beat. Julie?
Stan, share. You're on the clock.
I just want to comment on the green tortoise bus, because I took it from San Francisco to Portland, and the reason was I had to re-audition for Actors Theater of Louisville, because I'd been admitted the year before, but I was broke, so they made me audition again. So my brilliant idea, because I was broke, was to take the green tortoise bus, And since I was a stripper in San Francisco to strip at a satellite location in Portland. No, Seattle. Of the Lusty Lady. I don't know if any of you have been there. So I took the Green Tortoise bus up and I spent the week in Seattle stripping. And also staying for free at a house that I connected with through the Crash Network, which was my slacker roommate's zine of locations where you could stay for free throughout the country. And I stayed with this crazy guy who kept on flipping up his little weird goatee into his mouth to eat it in a house filled with trash and little trails through the trash that you could walk in, and a rat that ran free through that. And...
When I was 12, my family, that was my first stepfather, Sonny, and my mom and my brother and I moved to a Clothing Optional community in Northern California. And that was a whole other road trip in itself, because like my mom's screenplay is called On the Road, and I feel so comfortable in cars. So we packed it up in the Gremlin, and we headed north, and so we get there, and I'm, like, mortified. It's this, oh, my God, it's like, crazy. But I befriended a woman who's about 45, and her name was Donna Tina, woohoo. And so we were talking, and she's like, and I was, like, lonely because there are all these adults around. They're all naked. I'm, blah. And so she says, oh, my son's going to be in town next weekend. Well, you know, I'll introduce you guys. I'm going to go out on a blind date. It's my first blind date. I'm like, great. So then we pack it up in a yellow VW, and it's totally beat up. And he's like, yeah, I always get into car accidents. It's such a funny thing. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he just got out of juvie. And he's like, yeah, I've been 2 weeks sober. And I'm like, what's sober? So my boyfriend and his ex-boyfriend and his brother and I take this little day trip, road trip to Ocean Shores. And on the way back, his brother has to go, those of you who know open source, and his brother has to go to the bathroom. So we pull off to this, like, weird little, not even AM-PM, but, like, dirt road kind of AM-PM. And so we do pull in, and you hear this, it's like gravel. And then I'm sitting in the car, they get out, they go to the bathroom, and I'm just sitting there with my sunglasses on, and this fucking huge meathead gets out of this enormous truck with huge guns in the back and goes inside, and then he comes out, and my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, and his brother come out behind him, and I'm just sitting there looking out the window. I'm sitting in the back seat. I got sunglasses on, tinted windows, like you can barely even see me. And the guy walks by, huge man with a rip from his belly button down to his crotch on his pants. I'm not even looking at him. And he walks by and he goes, yeah, I got a cock in there, you bitch.
Comes out here from New York City, never been to Los Angeles before. Back when Baywatch was huge, wants to go down to Huntington Beach, because that's where the Baywatch babes are. So, don't know how to drive. He rents the car for us. It's a blue car that's very important. The first night, we're in L.A., we decided to go to Jones, which is hip at the time. The car starts smoking on Santa Monica Boulevard. We drive right by Jones. The bouncers are like, you guys can't come in here. Why don't you go over the cross street to Formosa? Fine. Fuck you. You guys suck. Next day, up bright and early, we're going to head down to Huntington Beach. We're somewhere in Orange County. We stop at a Jack in the Box. We go in, we gobble up the double meaty burgers, whatever the hell they're called. Come out, go back to... Actually, we change the rental car that next morning, by the way. That's very important, too. Come back out. After eating a Jack in the Box, try the key on the passenger side. Now, the key doesn't work. Try the key on the driver's side. Key doesn't work. Try the key in the trunk. Key doesn't work. What the fuck is going on? Shit, I can't believe this. Try it again. We're jiggling the fucking trunk. We're yanking at the thing. Turning the key almost hard enough for the key to snap, but it doesn't quite work. Like, what the fuck is going on? Call up the rental car plate people, and I'm like, well, what's going on? We just went to the car. This woman tears out of the Jack in the Box, jumps into the car that we were trying to get into, speeds off. Obviously, she had seen through the big picture window of some strange black guy who's on the car. And some fair-haired strawberry blonde trying to break into her car. The car that we had rented was a teal blue car. The car that she had, the dark blue car, the car we rented the night before, was a dark blue car.